Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. In today's show, True Love, Empower Your Inner Self, I have the pleasure of welcoming your host, Kiram G. Kerr. She has an MBA. She's a certified trainer, personal coach, and consultant with 20 years of experience in people and services administration management. Currently, she conducts self-love empowerment and motivational seminars. Kiram also gives personal coaching sessions to local and international clients on self-love empowerment. Kiram and her husband own a homeopathic clinic in Malaysia. She is now working toward uplifting and empowering people of all ages. Her intention is to inspire love that brings peace to humanity and Mother Nature. On her show, she will discuss methods, tools, and use her own personal experience and teachings to help you engage yourself in true love, work with true energy, help you look within and work with true love to have a happy and a blissful life. Today, we are actually going to talk about Chapter 2 in her book, True Love. So I would like to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kiram.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. I hope that you're doing very well, and I hope that you're staying warm.
I am. Yes, I'm feeling good. Thank you. And it's coming to a near end, holidays. And yeah, I'm all out there to experience new, more wonderful experience of life.
Awesome. So I know today we're going to talk about chapter two of your book, True Love. And chapter two is all about the journey of expansion. So I wanted to start the show off today really talking about, you know, what that means, a journey of expansion. And, you know, what is that all about?
All right. Chapter 2, Journey and Expansion. Once I begin to find out what is really true love, finding out the essence of true love, the beginning state of being in love itself, and I realize that I have to move on more deeper to understand what is connecting to this whole true love thing. And at that section of life, I believe life was teaching me section by section of understanding that love comes in many forms. So the expansion, what I meant was very much related to one of the most important belief system which I was holding for a long time, which was quite difficult for me to penetrate, and that was related to money belief pattern, wealth. Yeah, and it's also related of the very much overall of belief thought patterns on receiving and receiving love, because true love, you see, most of us tend to, we can easily give, but when it comes to receive, we tend to have certain barriers of our, that we carry along the way since our childbirth. So that gives us a sort of a barrier towards in understanding more what is the depth of true love. Yeah, so the journey of expansion is related to that. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And do you think that everyone goes through a journey of expansion, or do you think that it's something that is more of a self-awareness? You know, you become aware that you're going through this journey. You know, you become more aware that you want to take that journey. Or do you think that everyone goes through it no matter what?
Yeah, absolutely. I truly believe that every single individual on planet Earth tends to go through this, because it's like, you see, our inner energy evolves every moment. So basically, the more we love ourselves, the more we attune to ourselves, to the really fact of true love within us, the more we tend to see more things that we need to go through, we need to face, that we need to accept and receive them. And yeah, we will go through every second. I always believe this thing that I'm learning every day in my life till the day I leave planet Earth. It's because that I believe in every yogi or any spiritual teacher in this, you know, world, or even the highest master. You see, for them, it's to evolve every moment. And we tend to see life in more in the receiving factor. of expanding ourselves to be more open in being so loved. That's the whole journey is about.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you talked a little bit in the book about your journey of self, you know, self-expansion in your journey of expansion. Do you want to share that experience with the listeners of what your journey of expansion was like, what you went through?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll just share a little bit. In chapter two, I know I have stated a number of experiences there. And one of it is related to my education. You see, wealth is related in every sense. Before I start my story, just a little of explanation. Wealth is related to everything. It's got to do with health. It's got to do with our education. It's got to do with family, relationship. It's got to do with our home. I mean, it's everything and anything. So that's how I perceive wealth, you know, since last over 14 years. So every single thing that comes my way, I see it's a wealth of my life. And one of the things that I strive from very young age is to be educated and, you know, move along my career life. But so because of my belief patterns and the situation, so it was very difficult. But it has really grown in sense, like since I started practicing to really love myself every time. And therefore, it has opened up the part of receiving wealth, okay, in wisdom, in intelligence, in more friends, in more creativity power, and, of course, on the monetary extent as well. So the experience that I started at very young age, at the age of 18, so when I have the first experience to work in a corporate bank, and I was earning a very little amount, but I was really blessed to be given a platform to groom myself. So my career life has been very interestingly been taken care of by universe, I believe. Even there was sense of, like, you know, halfway that I wanted to, you know, commit suicide and all this stuff. So it's like when people ask me, I'm just saying that it's not regard to when I wanted to, you know, it's because of emotions, because of relationship, it's always been my drawdown. I believe if, I mean, there's a little sense that I believe if my mom is alive, probably my life would have been different. So the education that what we are talking about, the expansion, is like from a person who works as a clerk, and I worked my way up. And when I began to find out that how do I become a very successful person in my line, and of course that was my aim. And when I found out the techniques and tools, and thanks to my teacher and Louise Hay and many other authors out there, so I changed my belief system in receiving abundance of wisdom, intelligence, to clear the conscious that my old belief system say I'm not good enough. So when I was really holding this factor in my head for a long time, and when I started practicing this affirmation, I realized my work. I got a better job, better option, and it started growing. It started growing more. So the more I was evolving in changing my mindset, my heart, and I loved myself in terms of, like, giving the evolvement of feeling the fully loved from my heart and feeling it vibrating. You see, it's not only the mind you have to work on. You have to work on the energy within us. So it becomes more fulfilling to me. And I was very lucky and blessed again. Again, I think it's related to the practices that I was doing. So there's certain examples when I got one of a very good job in one of the world entertainment media company, which is based in Malaysia. And that was a very good experience because I was doing affirmation and I was typically writing what I want to earn and how much I would like to experience in this journey. It's because at the time I needed money because I was still a single mom. So I was bringing back my daughter from my father's house. So she needed to go to school. So I wanted to have that amount of money which I feel was visible enough for us to grow. So fantastically, within 5 months, I actually got the job what I want. It was a dream job. And I got the best pay. And I was luxury enjoying. Though they were emotional after that I was facing. So it was like still the same, but then after that, I realized I need to change more. So yeah, these are the small factors that I've just experienced over the last many years, and that has evolved me, keep evolving me, because the wealth that I encourage to receive, I keep moving forward. So I remove my fears. What are the fears that I'm holding back me from not receiving the full me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you talk a lot about in the chapter about gaining money through self-satisfaction. And I think a lot of people will take a job, you know, for money. For example, they'll take a job because the income is significant. And they don't look at the job itself or what it pertains to or what they'll be dealing with. And you know, you talked about a situation in the chapter that you worked with all men, or you worked around a lot of men. And I think a lot of people don't realize what they're getting themselves into because they're just thinking about monetary gain. So you talk about self-satisfaction, and how is that different? What do you mean by that? You know, gaining money through self-satisfaction, really living that practice of self-satisfaction.
Yeah. You know, as I was sharing earlier, that when I got my dream job, so I thought everything was flowing very well. But yeah, I was given a job where I was really I'm the lady boss, of course, among few guys, and they were professional. So it was a very, very interesting journey in that last 3 years. I actually had to deal with a lot of difficulty to understand how to be in that so-called male environment. But I thank God that I knew about the tools. So I work on myself, that what I needed change. Because you see, as I knew, the whole thing about life is reflections from within. So whatever I'm facing over down the road, and I realize that it's got to do from me. So when you know that these are the things, you accept it. It takes time to accept that life is about reflections, what we are holding about ourselves. I totally agree. It takes really, really lengthy of time, because that's what happened to me. So when I knew that I cannot able to, the more I'm voicing out that you got to do this or buzzing around and all the stuff, and eventually then I realized, oh, that means I was just doing this for money. So I was not loving that moment to experience the work was given to me, to experience the wealth, to experience expansion. I was just focusing, oh, it's because of money. This is the money that shows I have to put my whole strength forcefully without loving me. So that causes resistance within me. When that causes resistance, that's what I started, you know, having a bit more stress, and sometimes my health was affected and stuff like that. So then it clicked to me that I wasn't satisfied, even I was earning very hard. So then I realized that, okay, work on more on myself. What is exactly that I want to make myself happy to be where I am? So while I was working, I actually was writing down. Every now and then, I give myself about every maybe 2 or 3 times in a day during the working hours. I will just give myself some time and I write positive affirmations like, I'm loving my conditioning. I'm blessed to have this beautiful working environment. And I'm thankful for these wonderful workers that who comes around with me to work along, so we can create a synergy of the goal together, which empowers me and also gives me the meaning of my earning becomes more blissful. So when I started practicing this kind of work, so the more and the more I'm doing it, it becomes more oneness with me. So that's where satisfaction comes. So that means, like, you know, you don't put money because of money we are earning. You're putting like, okay, I'm happy to do this and it's part of life. So all these years that where I was working, I've always put money first. When I put money first, it becomes a condition to my mind. And when it becomes a condition to my mind, it was difficult for me to accept. You tend to agree. You allow your emotion to come up when you know somebody says bad things to you, or you know that we all go through these things. But when you put that you are doing this for yourself, you are happy what you're doing. And it doesn't matter whether you're earning big or small, but you're happy. And that itself becomes self-satisfied towards your earnings. And I know money is very important. When it's important, it becomes more liberations of expansions of wealth. And when it becomes that way, there's more wealth coming on to you. So this is what it is related to the sufficient within yourself. So that is what I meant by self-satisfaction in receiving of wealth in abundance.
Well, I think that you bring up a really good point, and it kind of reminds me of, and I don't know if you've ever read this book, but it's called The Picture of Dorian Gray. And, it's one of those English lit books that you know, most kids read in high school and so forth. But Dorian Gray has a picture painted of him, and every time he does something, you know, negative or wrong or evil, the picture becomes more grotesque while he stays young and beautiful. So, you know, every time I think of that mirror and, you know, that reflection, I'm always reminded of that book, you know, because like every action you take, it shows on the surface whether you know it or not, and it can be seen in some shape, form, or fashion. So, that idea of self-satisfaction, of looking within, you know, really understanding what you're doing for the best of your benefit, I think a lot of people forget that. And it's actually
exactly,
you know, what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes. Thank you for sharing for what you were saying. Exactly, you know, because it's like each of us have a different way of reminding ourselves. When it comes to know the secret essence of life, is everything revolving around us is only from within us. So we tend to be more in that moment present. So when you do that, it becomes easier to understand the real meaning of happiness within you and the love within you, and you tend not to get shaken. So yeah, as you were saying, this person and his practice, yeah, exactly. And many people use many different ways. And the more we're doing that, because we need to remind ourselves all along. Because in the end of the day, it is not, we are not depending on other people's emotions to make us happy. We are depending on ourselves, our own ability, our own capability, our own possibility. And that's what makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you talked about fears, and you brought it up before. And I know in the chapter, you also talked a lot about money fears or fears with money. And I think so many people have those fears. You know, what are some common fears that you feel you find in people when it comes to money? And what is the biggest, you know, piece of advice you can give to overcome them? Because it seems that you have overcome your fears when it comes to money.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm still learning anyway. Well, while I was writing my book, and so happened, I had a very interesting challenge again with regards to my health, which is not in my book. It's coming on my second book. My second book title is Love Our Fears. So, what happened is, like, in this health moment, I was realized that, oh my God, because I had an infection in my stomach, and that has actually affected a bit of my immune system. So I was thinking that, all right, now I know I'm having my company, but I'm having some problems in regards to moving around sometimes and stuff like that. So why is this coming about, you know? Because health problem has always been like working with me on an ongoing basis. So I never meet, like, even reaching in the truly love me, you know, in understanding that true love is within me. I have never let it go because I understood I have reached this far, and this is something I've go through. And you know, the best part for me that I thought, wow, I nothing is gonna happen to me. So when this came into my space, this has happened in 2013. I was literally shocked because I was like, oh my God. I mean, auntie, you know, going through. When we love ourselves so much, and you know, it doesn't seem to, then it kind of shakes the effort of like what you have done, what you have given, and what is, you know, blessed all over. Why is this happening to you? And I went into meditation, and of course, it's affected. It's like because I've been earning so well, and suddenly I felt like, oh, and I was like, I'm writing a book, I want to be a motivator, I've got lots of stuff going on. So, how am I going to do it? Then I went into a meditation state, and I, you know, knowingness came to me and says that, okay, it's about time to really know about yourself and clear your sense of the past. So what I concentrated on my belief patterns about, again, on money. And I was thinking, what, because you see, I have read so much on money in terms of like tracking the millionaire code, there's so many wealth books we go through, you know, it's like Zig Ziglar, even Napoleon Hill, and etc. So, but when it comes to yourself, you can't depend on these books, you've got to depend on yourself. So, you know, I mean, thank God I've done my own model, so I work on myself. And I came up with what were the limiting beliefs that I have about money, which is generally now I'm actually doing workshops on it with people over here, and the coaching workshop. And I came up with the 21 affirmations that which it is to remove the most common limiting beliefs. Okay. Now, I can just name a few. Now, most of us have this thing that we find money is evil. Why? Because it's like, when you have lots of money, you tend to feel like, okay, some of us, I mean, there are people who think they have lots of money. Oh, we need bodyguards, we need a lot of people to take care of us because we are the eyes, our safety, you know. So you see, it doesn't seem aligned. If you're fully, fully wealthy and you're, your money, your wealth, and every cent is oneness with you, you don't need bodyguards. I mean, you don't need something like what, but you don't need 20,000 or 10. Counting a bit more, I mean 20 or more. You tend to walk safely in your home. That inside you are safe because your money comes from fully oneness with you. So that's one limiting belief that also stop for some people to receive money. Even those when people are rich and sometimes they died in a very tragic manner and all that. So it is an essence that I'm not saying that now we're talking about debt and money. I'm not saying it's like a person cannot go through. In 10, 2 days, the karma we're talking about here. But I'm saying that when you have money in hand, you naturally have about 80% of your life to be blissful. You shouldn't become in a sense of like suffering. And some of them was like, you know, and I also come a limiting belief, when I have a lot of money, I won't have time for my family. So that will go limit my wealth, receiving, and giving. So when I realized this and I started removing all these fears, that what are the limiting, and also it's like, you know, when you have lots of money, and we've seen all over the world that we have people coming out, please give me money, I need money. So you tend to be like, how much can you give? You fear of giving because you are the one who's earning so much. That's also a limiting belief. Yeah. And then when it comes about like we have also a different kind of limiting belief that I'm always, you know, I'm not able, capable to hold under stressful, and that's related to how you have money as well. So this is one of the four that you have. I have done about more than 10 to 11 on myself, and I created 21 information for that to remove all this so that I work on myself. So I took myself as my own guinea pig in that moment while I was seeing my health, and it took me 6 months to overcome, and I was amazed because while I was sitting in my home and started earning wonderfully. I mean, it's not so much, but it came without me making much effort. So I started growing, and I started growing, of course, from then, and just realized, wow, what a change. From working 9 to 5 to grow, and in order to earn, you know, to earn like 20K to 30K in a month with a corporate level, because I started at a very low, working from home, and also, you know, the change of my career, the transition, this belief patterns have changed me, and the money comes. Open your heart fully within yourself to the world without these limitations of fear. But of course, you've got to work on it every moment. So the more I'm working on myself, the more I feel that my body was more receiving and receptive, and the healing was getting better. And even in terms like this comes, but it just keeps going and going. And today, I mean, last 3 years, when I have this new version of everything in London, and now, you know, coaching some people, and they find it really interesting because they say, yeah, it's true, it's the most common thing, exactly. This is the common what limiting ourselves to see money as evil, see money as bad, see money as dirty, or some these things, yeah, it's doing bad work. So all these things we are reflecting ourselves, it's not within. So we got to remove all this, we have to say, oh, money is love, money is good, money is beautiful, wealth is beautiful, everything is beautiful. So this is what it relates to the belief system.
Well, you bring up a lot of interesting belief systems, and some that are really popular, making more money than your spouse. I know that is a really limiting belief, and so many people deal with that, you know, especially, you know, I know that you're over in Malaysia, but here in the United States, it wasn't okay for women to work at one point. And then when they did start in the jobs, you know, they weren't allowed to make equal pay as men. You know, they made less. And now even moving forward, there are some times where women make more money than men. I'm one of those women. I actually make more money than my husband does, you know, and, you know, men are taught that they're supposed to be the care providers. They're the ones that are supposed to bring home the money. And women are supposed to be the, you know, the ones that take care of the family and cook and clean and yada, yada, yada. So it is a really limiting belief. And I think it goes both ways, whether you're a man or a woman. So it's interesting that you brought up that one and some of the other ones that you went through, because they are so popular. So many people do go through them.
Yes, very true. I mean, it's like every single woman in this world, I'm sure, is going through what you're saying, because I'm one of them. I mean, it's not only, it's every part of the country. I mean, I'm not sure about Finland and Denmark, because I understand when I read about Finland, it's one of the most calm country in the world. So I do not know how women over there. But I know, yes, especially in Asia as well. So, it has been challenging for me over the years. With my first marriage, is one of the main reasons why there was lots of fights as well. And why? Because, you know, every individual is born with certain things. Now, but again, we've been brought up in a society where the women will always be said that you have to be more emotionalized, more sensitive, more that type to be at home and stuff, and what is good enough, no kind of thing like that. And the man was like more trained to be like in army section, more insensitive, more towards like, you got to go out there and you got to take it. So it's been going on for decades. But in the last many years, many women have come out, and I really did suffer most of them. And especially when it comes to my personal life as well, when I realized that money has been a major factor in marriage problems. So I was having a great year to marry again. And when I married my second husband, eventually, of course, the belief patterns, because he came from a country where the really sexist male is the number one and female is number two. So, but I'm very blessed because my husband tends to believe that it's all within the mind. So we had a big friction over the years because he was the saving type and I was the spending. Spending doesn't mean I'm spending luxury. Meaning is, I have this belief that when you have money, you save a bit, but you don't just roll it, because when you keep, you become a stench. Life is like that. So when it's an energy. You got to learn to spend for yourself. You got to learn to spend for family. You got to learn to give to others. So it becomes a circle. It's kind of go around kind of thing. And when it comes to it, it multiplies. That's how I see it. That's my belief system. So it was difficult for him to accept this. Like, for example, I think I've given a story, short story, at in that chapter. There was one point that I was given a job in a different, that was going through my divorce. And I didn't want to ask anybody money and all that, because I'm being earning so well, but at that moment I really didn't have much savings. So I needed to move out from my father's home, and I needed to have my own savings and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, and I have this Yahoo chat friends and stuff like that. But there's a very good friend of mine, he's from England. And, you know, he's also I was going through. So we kind of like, you know, always talk about what are things. And so he realized that I was down one day. What's going on? So I'm facing this. He said, oh, I can learn it from you. And I said, look, you're in UK and I'm Malaysian. Don't expect me to pay you back, because I don't know where, how things are going to be. He said, no, you don't worry about it. I said, no, I worry about it. So I said, it's all right, leave it. So again, you know, a few days he called, so have you got it? I said, no, I'm working on it. I'm sure it takes time. Then he said, but the job you're going to have is not going to work for you. I said, yeah, I know. So he said, why are you being so stubborn? I said, it's not being so stubborn about it. I just want to, because I know you're just too far away. And, you know, I had a fear of using it for mail. Why? Because it's like, there was a belief pattern. When you take money from mail, they tend to control you. You know, you become their toy. So I had a difficulty on that. So I worked on myself. But eventually, thanks to my godmother and all that, so I started saying, okay. I told him, all right, you just give me about 150 ringgit and I will pay you back. And so happened, it was like a week away from my birthday, and he said, okay, I will bank it in another 2 million. And so happened, in banking, I was shocked to see the amount. I couldn't even take out the money. You can just imagine how bad negative my belief pattern to receive it. Because it's like, suddenly somebody gives you a big, huge Santa Claus, and he's like, why do you deserve it? Oh my God, is this safe? So it actually came, and I started crying. I went back to the car, I was crying away. I was like, and I called him, I said, how could you bang me so much? I mean, I do not know. I'm not saying I'm not going to have, but it's going to take time because I'm building my life. Blah, 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 blah. He said, hey, so long. You don't have to give me now. In fact, you don't have to give me. He said, what do you mean? See, it's your birthday coming. It's considered a gift. Secondly, take it what you're doing now and give it to others. Oh my God, even more I cried. I said, oh my Lord, he is such an angel. And of course, it's only 3,000 ringgit he gives me, but that's a lot for me at that point in time. So you see, that's because I have a very, very negative belief pattern. Obviously, why? Because I came from that state. So this has made me open up. And because of he said that you keep a cycle to give another, I started practicing that as well, thanks to him. And it went on. So coming back to my second marriage, and I know at one time my car was repossessed as well. And thank God I have an adopted brother. So he was like, please send me home or I took his car. But there was a time he needed a car back. He wasn't around for about 2 weeks. So I took a cab. Even I was earning a lot and I knew I needed to pay a lot of things to pick up my life. And that time I was quoting my husband, I was not married to him yet. And I still give you ringgit extra. And he was asking me, why are you giving it? I said, listen, I understand I have been in their shoes. So giving me a few ringgit doesn't make any lesser of me. In fact, I feel good. When I feel good, I know money is going to come to me. I feel more wealth inside. My health, everything becomes more beautiful. So, yeah, that's how we work on each other. And, you know, I always share from him. And I'm also learning from him that how to be a bit more saving. But you see, we have to meet with each other to understand. Because I'm always explaining to him. I said, you see, men and women, actually, the only thing is different is our bodies. But our energy is the same. We need to believe in ourselves. And imagine both of us work on together, and I believe we can become more stronger. So why do we need to put our ego in it, you know? We need to see that you support me, I grow, I support you, you grow. And you know, we tend to have this that, I mean, I know there are many mothers who doesn't like to see their son in the future. And I had that kind of problem. And I mean, now I see there's some mothers who's like, I don't have a son. But I would have teach my son, it's like, it's okay, you go to work, and you come back, you have your wife. But this belief pattern has also been a problem. Many women struggle because when they work, they are earning. And if there are some husbands who are accepting it, some husbands don't. Even if they, you know, they earn lesser and they work less hard, they have to be the best of this service from their wife. Why is that? So it's like, I'm now sharing. Said, come on, guys. You got to understand. If you want to have life fulfillment and abundance, you got to be in the same wavelength with your wife. It's not of her being better than you, or she's rich, or being less than you. It's about being in one. So, yeah, we need, when we become more understanding in the love, if this time they understand we are loved and better, they become more sensitive to what they understand. I'm very sure every house will have a beautiful abundance coming to them, including the women. See, I know the women out there, as some of them who's married and doesn't want to get married because they have this fear. So I would say to them, like, look, love yourself more and be more humble and understanding. Then keep the belief pattern what sort of man that you want and write it down. And you will come to get the same kind of level instead of your abundance grows. That's how I've been practicing.
Yeah. Well, you definitely bring up a really good point. And I know that you did talk about wealth and love, you know, when it comes to relationships in that chapter, you know, and you definitely hit on that, you know, in that chapter of expansion because of your own personal experiences. And I thought that what you wrote was very, you know, much very well put as well, which is some of what you just said, you know, about that equality and respecting each other, you know, that it's okay.
Yes.
You really touched on that in that chapter of the book, and I'm glad that you just explained it, because it was actually one of the questions that I wanted to ask you. You know, is love and wealth the same thing? You know, do they go hand in hand? And I know that you talked a little bit about that in the book as well. So, what is your opinion on that? You know, are they the same thing? Do they go that close together?
Oh, yes, Courtney, of course. I mean, you know, they said when you have money, you don't have love. When you have love, you don't have money. This is another belief pattern. It's like, you know, when I'm surrounded with this kind of thought patterns, yeah? Especially even in the spiritual line. Oh, yeah, if you're wealthy, you're not near to God. Oh, my God. Who says that? Where is that to it? I just don't get it, you know? It's like, God, if it's the God and universe built this in every sense for you to receive the abundance, there's no way that God says, no, you can't be wealthy. It's not written in anywhere. I mean, this is a bit sensitive issue, I know, because when it comes, this is one thing about spirituality, and spiritual is going to be your relationship with yourself. That's the main thing. It's not relationship with anything. And when you understand yourself, then you can understand others, and that's where it relates to God. So, yeah, love and wealth is one, actually, because love is money. It's not evil, and that's what I've been sharing last few years to remind myself every day in my life while I know when I do my workshop as well. Because when we put so much of attention on money and wealth, and we put love as the second or the third, it becomes like a gap, which is the person itself is building it, not others. And then he or she will say, I'm just too rich to have another guy, or I'm going for another divorce and kind of thing. I mean, who wants to go for divorce again? And I mean, it's sometimes I see it in Malaysia, it's a single mom tends to be becoming a brand. I mean, I've been a single mom myself, but I'm doing this. It's like, come on. I know there's some women out there who really work hard to make relationship well, you know. But I'm seeing there's so many people out there here and say, Singapore, oh yeah, we've got to pick it up. Have you really found out what's the reason? I'm hearing that some women who is just, they get married within a month and they want a divorce. Why? Because, he doesn't satisfy me and, you know, I'm only, again, it's because of money. Why are you putting relationship, love, and to be the main reason? And then we put money after that, before that, to be the main reason of default of marriage. I just don't get it that way. And that's why I'm saying today, that's why I'm writing a book and saying that love yourself, you won't see all this. And I believe no divorce will be, I mean, divorce rate will be down. Why? Because actually the root of all relationship is also got to do with money. Because happiness is like, we are so driven to the material world. We are so driven that the more rich you are, that means you are more popular. The more people look out for you. You have more friends. You have more, you know, you become the honey that has lots of bees around. So, I'm saying is, when you have more love, you will really see more genuinity from you, because when you're honest with yourself, that is where the true love, which is now I'm sharing, is like when you really love and understand the true love begins with you, you will not see much, even there's going to be a problem in your relationship, trust me. You will only know that, okay, this is something I got to learn, you know. I got to learn and I got to overcome it. And when you're overcoming it and you know that, okay, it will somehow rather be in the normal plane for you to move on to the next section, then the next expansion that you need to know. So when you love yourself so much, you'll see your family. I'm not saying everything is perfect, because even I'm not perfect. I mean, it's a lot of things that we have to work through. But eventually you'll find more peace within you. When you're more peaceful, you see wealth become more interesting. And you tend to spend more happily. And also you know there's some saving. You know that things is going to come your way. You know? And you see, like myself, I have published my book in US and I'm in Malaysia. Do you know how expensive is that? My marketing and everything. But in the end, I mean, people are saying, oh my God, why are you choosing US to publish? I said, well, I just like to learn to be one of those authors who are successful. I'm learning to be like what they think. I want to be in the like-minded platform. And I'm willing to take it. And I don't make money as my barrier. I make it as love to take me back. So, yeah, that's how I see it. You know, there's people who's asking me, my book is published in January, and this is an example I'm giving, the how wealth and love looks like. If you love what you do, you don't put money as a negativity. But, of course, we surround. The judgment is there. So when it comes, you have to, okay, you accept it, or it's still there in your mind. So some people, it's just dead, so you just got to accept it. So when the book is just been published in January, and I don't know anything about international, and this is my first experience. So it took me months to build my first platform and all that. For the first 8 months, I didn't have any book online sold, and everybody keeps on, so you have spent this much. How many books have you sold online? And I was like, no, I have not sold yet. So don't you think it's a waste? I said, no, nothing is wasted. It is because that I love what I'm doing, and I know I'm going to be there someday. And it's not about me. I mean, of course, when the book is sold, I get abundance. But what matters here? What is my intention? The world comes to you when your intention is solely, fully related to the love within you. The intention of my book is that I'm sharing my life story as an example, so nobody goes through what I'm going through, or take it as something, okay, I will practice that what you're saying, or oh, is this? Or, you know, it opens up a mind. So when intention is there, so it takes away the negative that money becomes tough for me to do or to achieve my dream. So, yeah, that's how love works. Love neutralizes everything, empowers you, so your wealth starts growing slowly. You don't tend to give it up, you know? The giving up doesn't come into a phase at all. In fact, it's just like, you want to strive more. You know, you don't see money becomes a barrier. So that's why wealth and love works on one-to-one, together, to make your dreams come true in every sense, in any sense, in all areas of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite parts of this particular chapter of the book was talking about giving wealth back, leaving Earth with ourselves only. And you wrote it, the way you said it was very beautifully. We leave this earth with nothing but ourselves. So what we do with the time that we're given here, with the wealth that we're given here, you know, it's very circular. So it is good to give wealth back. It's good to share that love. It's good to share, you know, the money, because, you know, what you put out there comes back. And then in the same sense, what's the point? You know, if you can only leave Earth with the deeds that you've done and the self-reflection that you have, wouldn't you want that self-reflection to be positive because you've taken those steps forward to help and be of service and to be of the light? So I thought that you wrote it in a very beautiful way. And I also thought that it made a lot of sense, you know, because so many people always go, well, why would I donate, or why would I give, or why do I want to give up what I have, you know? And it's not about that. It's about, you know, you're not going to be able to keep it. You know, when you die, you don't get to take the $100 billion to the other side. So what's the point, you know? Do you just want to know that you left the earth as a billionaire? I mean, so I thought that you made a really, really good point in that chapter about that. And to me, that was how love and wealth really connected, was because of sharing that, you know, that emotion, sharing that positivity, that experience, being able to self-reflect in that way, and also share those reflections, you know, that encourages, you know, the release of wealth, but with that love. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what I took from that in a way.
Oh, yes. You said it very beautifully. I could feel your love from your voice. Every word you say. Oh, I really appreciate it, Courtney. Thank you so much for appreciating what I've written in that book. It really matters to me. Really, really, seriously. You know, while you were talking just now, I was just like, wow, she understood the depth of the meaning. Thank you. Yes, exactly. You know, I don't know. I have it since I was a little girl that, because maybe I came up in a very, very tough manner, and I see how money becomes negative in the family relationships as well. You know, it's like many in this world that they have lots of property and they can't even give their brothers and sisters or their daughters. You know, it's like it becomes a condition. And I was thinking, what a waste that we put our relationships away with humans and we put material first. And when you die, what do you get? Nothing. And, you know, when the person is gone, then only you realize, oh, I should have done it. Isn't that too late? So it's like when I realized all these things all over the years, because I've seen it in my family and friends. And I told myself, this is what I have a belief, that I'm earning and it's going to be, what I can do for others, I will do it and I'll enjoy a bit for myself. I don't think so there's any wrong with that. And as for others, yes, I've seen you can have millions, but you want to take up 10 ringgit, also it was difficult. You know, it's like my husband says, in the clinic, we have all walks of people who are working in, and we have the ones that you see who's so difficult to take out money is the one who's very rich. I don't understand why. And the one who really can't afford, happily wants to give more. And it's like, okay, this is interesting, because we see, I don't have this much, can I come back and give you later? Or why is this more expensive? And it's like every question will come to you. And I was thinking, why are you're coming here for your health? You're paying for the bills of your health and you're questioning yourself. But you're willing to pay for beer. You're willing to pay for the disco. You're willing to pay for the coverage. You're willing to pay for all those things that given you even more worth. But when it comes to health, you turn out like crying all over the world is too expensive. It doesn't make sense, So this is what I see in human, and it's many ways. Like, for example, I have not written this, but of course I'm thinking of whether to write. I'm going to write it in my second book, but I'm willing to share it here. You see, the thing is, it's a sensitive issue, but I'm really going to share this. Now, when my dad died, basically, as loving myself, my relationship with the immediate ones was a bit very disturbed as well. So I didn't want money because I have that belief. I didn't want money to become a main thing to separate us or any sense. And I was like, I grew up with so much of problems and due to that. So I didn't want it to bother me so much. And after my dad died and I told my husband, I'm going to let go of the property. I'm going to give it to my stepmom and the stepsisters because I'm not interested to have it. And he said, why? I said, it's because that I don't want to have any problem. And I just want money to make us less love. I want money to be in this. And he said, and that time I was going to, I have so much of, live with my single mom and stuff, like I had some about debt to receive. But I had a good job. And I knew what my dreams, I was very confident, I knew what I want to be. And I told him, I said, it's okay. I still have my legs and arms, and I know I can work no matter what happens. I know God will take care, and I believe things are that. So I had some, there were a few uncles, and this one particular uncle was not so happy, and he said, come, you could have get, the land will be sale, you get some money and all that. And I said, no, I think it's more needed for them, and we'll just let it go. So, my dad's car, everything, I've let it go. And letting that go was a big step for me. And, neither they questioned me that why I let it go. My stepmom didn't ask me, neither did my stepsisters. Of course, they said, okay, it's, yeah. Because they know that I've been a giver. So, but somehow or other, it has put a gap inside me that, okay, I just want to give time to everything in life. We have gone through so much. So when I'm willing to let go, because it's a surprise to many people, why did I do it? And I said I did it because I just don't want to put property as a relationship here, as the love condition. I want it to be unconditional. And that's the reason that I give it away. I do not know whether I'll be a millionaire, a billionaire, or I'll just earn as I am. But what matters is I'm happy, and I know the wealth with me, the happiness is my wealth that cares for me a lot. So this is what an example I see. So I know many families out there, especially in families, they really put condition to love because of wealth. And I'm praying, that's why when we love ourselves, we don't do that. We tend to share it to people and also need to be aware that we're not being taken advantage. Of course, we need to remove that fear. So we need to make sure that love and wealth is one, because the day we leave, we're not bringing anything, even our body is here. This our energy is gone. So what matters is what you experience with the world you have around you. Enjoy what you wish to enjoy. And you have a little extra, give it away. I'm seeing this number of people is having $1 billion, but you have so many countries striving of not enough food. And they have major yachts and a lot of stuff. So why are you not sharing? Well, just imagine everybody gives away a bit and a bit unconditionally. Don't you think the world would be a nice place? That's why I said, when you start loving of yourself, then all this condition will move away. So yeah, that's how it's left and girls is love is all about. It's just a temporary thing. You can just enjoy it in a moment. But it'll be gone. When you're gone. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that brings me to, a portion of the chapter that I actually wanted to read to the listeners. It's just a short paragraph. And I liked it so much that I actually put it into my notes to read to the listeners. So it says, what is ego? It's the false perception of believing of being who we were since we were little. All tiny and big beliefs make this ego in us show the world and satisfy the mind that has developed in believing this is good for us. This satisfies us. Nothing else matters. My learning point here is that the flexibility of breaking past believing is the crucial growth in achieving the oneness of within ourselves. To make this happen, it relates to true love within us. It will not happen unless we are willing to love ourselves moment to moment in our lives. True love of ourselves makes us stand in going through to make a new belief and break the so-called ego wall within us. This is a continuous progress until we are one within ourselves and God is within. I really liked this because of you saying, you know, you have to love yourself moment to moment. And you that is what's going to help you break, you know, those egotistical beliefs to start anew. It's not something that you get to do, you know, here or there. You literally have to do it consistently and constantly. So I really loved the way that was written, and I really wanted to share that little tidbit from the chapter with the listeners tonight.
Oh, Courtney, I wish you're right in front of me. I'm going to give you a bunch of roses and chocolates. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, I know we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show. We only have a few moments left. So I wanted to share that. I hope that the listeners take something from that. I know I did. I really liked that, to remind yourself that just because you're on a journey of expansion doesn't mean that you always look at the journey itself. Sometimes you have to look at the moments that pertains to it. You know, everybody likes to look at the end of a journey. You know, 5 years from now, I'll be rich. 10 years from now, I'll be married. 20 years from now, you know, I'll have 6 kids. But they don't like to recognize the process, the point from A to B and what's in between. So I really feel like you talked about that in that way of, you know, you have to live moment to moment. You have to understand that that process is a process. And if you're not experiencing it, you're not going to get to the end of that journey. You're not going to find that expansion. So I thought that it was beautifully written and I wanted to share it. But is there anything else you would like to leave the listeners with this evening? You know, anything else from that chapter that we didn't get to cover?
Oh, okay. Actually, there's a little bit more, I think, down the road chapters we have about belief patterns that we can discuss it in the next shows. And genuine expansion is every day in our life. That's what I would like to share. Meaning it's like it's never ending story. It is a drama of life. How do you relate yourself? Got to do with wealth and love. So don't let it pull you down badly. You know, it tends to happen. Receive it in acceptance. Be gratitude that this is something that for you to learn, to move on. And always look at it. There's always possibility in life to try more. And I always have this one belief as well. There is always solution in life. And it begins within. So when you love yourself, you begin to understand who you are, through your emotions, learning yourself is the greatest thing on earth. And I think anyone who learns to know themselves is like, okay, you get a PhD. Because that's where everything begins. So yeah, we just got to continuously love ourselves every moment, and we never lackness of love of life. It's always fulfillment, always full self-content. That's the journey of expansion of life. Enjoy the expansion coming on earth. That's what we need to do. I really thank you, everybody, for listening to me. And I hope that you guys buy my book. And interesting, like Courtney loves to be right. Oh, it's such nice to hear her that. So, yeah, it's nice to know that my book could be really one of those inspiring moments for you. And looking forward to your good comments.
Thank you. Well,
awesome.
I wish you and your family a very very happy holiday season. I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of the year. We will talk to you again next month.
Yeah, and oh yeah, not forgetting this, New Year is coming, so put a good belief system out there. Love yourself. Welcome the next year, the most amazing year of the year. So, yeah. Happy self-loving and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you, Courtney. Love you and hugs.
Love you too. Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to True Love, Empower Your Inner Self with host Karimjit Kaur. If you would like more information or you would like to purchase her book, you can go to karimlove.com. That's KARAMLOV.com. Or you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and click on it, True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. All of Karim's information is there. The link to her book is there. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift, so take that into consideration. So if you're interested in that, and then you can also listen to her first show, which aired last month. Lastly, stay for her next show next month. It's always on the I believe it is the third Friday of the month. It airs live, and we will be discussing chapter 3 of her book, which is The Moment of Truth. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Until next time, bye-bye.